Welcome to Freedom Slay Podcast, where fempreneurs, side hustlers, and entrepreneurs come to fast track their success. If you're a millennial girl boss, listen, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on any of the goods, because every week you're going to get the tools that you need to slay your business goals to create a life of time and financial freedom. I'm Gennette Jones, your host and Freedom Slayer in charge here. Let's begin.
Welcome back to Freedom Slay Podcast. If you want to know what it takes to be at the top of your game, like really at the top of your game, this episode's for you. You're going to have a chance to listen to and learn from Raquel Smith. Raquel's known for being Beyoncé's stylist and helping her to achieve some of her hottest looks. But what many may not know is that she's also a motivational speaker and an entrepreneur who's shaken things up with the cutest luxury sunglass line, Kid Rock, creating matching pairs for kids and their parents. The story behind this is an interesting one, and Raquel shares exactly how Beyoncé inspired this entrepreneurial venture, along with what it's really taken to get it off the ground. What I really love about Raquel is that not only is she switched on and on her game, she's incredibly tenacious, high-vibing, and really just a big go-getter. I think you're going to be inspired by this one for sure. She went from working at the post office to the scenes of your favorite music videos, and there are lessons that she learned along the way that you need to hear. Before we dive into it, though, I want to quickly share a recent review left for the podcast. I appreciate you for tuning in each and every week, and I absolutely love knowing you're getting value from it by reading your reviews. Larita3L Fitness wrote, "Freedom Slay is a great asset for all business owners. Gennette provides a vast amount of information and great perspectives from entrepreneurs in various industries. It's encouraging and inspiring." Thank you so much, Larita, and I know you're going to find Raquel's insight on this episode both encouraging and inspiring as well. So without further ado, let me introduce you to Raquel Smith of Kid Rock.
Welcome, Raquel. I'm excited to have you on.
Well, thank you for having me. This is an amazing opportunity to be Freedom Slay Podcast. Thank you for also having me as well.
I know you were working at the post office when you decided to head to college and pursue a career in fashion. You ended up working for Nautica, and there was a whole story that took place after that. So can you tell us a bit about all of that, a little background on you?
Well, yes, of course. I started out working out in the post office, and I was making good money. I love money. And then all of a sudden, I just realized that this was not for me. So I had to figure it out. So each day as I left work, I would go home and go to my drawing board and try to write down things to figure out where I want to go in my life. So I ended up figuring out it was fashion, but I wasn't quite sure exactly what area of fashion, but I knew it was fashion. So I went back to my supervisor and I told him, I said, "Do you have any opportunities at the post office to allow me to work here part-time and also go to college?" And he came back and told me no. And he said, "I got to pick between the post office or college."
Sir.
So I left.
Sir.
So I left the post office and I pursued my career in fashion. And once I finished my degree in fashion design and marketing, I had to find an internship. So I applied for LA and New York. Just so happened New York called me back first. So I packed up everything, moved to New York, and started interning at Nautica, and I loved it. I interned at every department possible because I was still trying to figure out what area of fashion I wanted to be in. So that's how I ended up with Nautica. I interned, then I worked my way up in the company and became a freelancer. Then I moved up and they gave me a full-time position there. So that's how I ended up at Nautica.
Awesome. And I heard you say that you packed up and headed to New York. So where did you grow up?
In Georgia.
Okay, from Atlanta, Georgia. Awesome.
Yeah. Yes.
I love Atlanta. I was there. Actually, that was my last trip before Rona came and took over everything. Like, come on.
So I know, right?
Rona's ruined all my trips. But I remember reading a story about your persistence to work as an intern at House of Darion. And I just thought that was such a cool story. That tenacity is something that a lot of successful entrepreneurs really have to have. They naturally have.
True.
So can you tell us a bit about that?
Okay, so with me working at Nautica full time, I decided in my internship, I enjoy PR, public relations, because I had the opportunity to put fashion shows together for Nautica. So I was like, you know what? I like styling. So I went back to school, FIT in New York, and took up styling. I loved it. So again, I had to find another internship. So on my lunch break from Nautica, I sat at Central Park and I was going through the WWD magazine, and it just so happened Beyonce was starting her clothing line with her mom, House of Darion. So I was like, you know, what are the chances of me lunching, you know, getting this opportunity to work at House of Darion as an intern? So I went back to my colleagues at Nautica and I told them what I was thinking. They was like, go for it. So the next day on my lunch break, I called House of Darion and I was asking, did they need any interns? Because they was just starting up. So I figured they would. And they told me no. So I didn't give up. I said, okay, let me figure this out. Let me try this again. So I went back the next day on my lunch break at Nautica and I called House of Darion again. And I asked them, did they need interns? They told me no again. I said, wait a minute, now I got to figure this out because they just started a new company. So everybody loves interns and we work for free, you know, and that's what they love about us. So I said, let me figure this out. So I went back to the drawing board. I said, let me speak to the person who's in charge of, you know, the intern, hiring the interns. And once I found out who she was, I went and did my research on her. Then I called back and I was like, you know, so I called out her name and I told her about her versus me saying, are you looking for an intern? So once I told the young lady who was in charge of hiring interns about herself and, you know, I showed interest and let her know I was following her and her fashion career, she told me I could come in for an interview. So that's why I was persistent, because I was like, you got to need an intern. And I was determined to get in there. So that third try, I got into House of Darion, and I just worked my butt off every day. Still working at Nautica full time now. So Nautica allowed me to work there and intern at the House of Darion. So I was very thankful for that. It was just a train right away. So I interned, worked really hard, and just learned everything I could possibly learn. And then all of a sudden, one day, Beyonce and her mother walked through the doors of the office. So I was like, oh my God, this is really real. I am here. Because I never expected, you know, to see them. I was an intern, mm-hmm. you know, I'm just working, focused, trying to mind my business, do what I'm supposed to do. And when they walked through the door, Miss Tina said she wanted to see me in the back. I was like, oh my God, what did I do wrong now? And I just started sweating because I was like, did I do something wrong? Why didn't they tell me that? But anyhow, I went to the back, sat in the office with her and Beyonce, and Miss Tina just really spoke highly of me. So I was really surprised of that because, I don't know, I never was thinking I had did something wrong. But she just said she heard a lot of good things from me from the creative director of the company of House of Darion. And it just so happened, she introduced herself, Beyonce introduced herself, and she was saying Beyonce was getting ready to get busy and asked me, would I like to be a part of the styling team as an assistant at the time? And I was like, oh my God. In my mind, I was like, oh my God, is this really going on right now? So she was like, do you want to be a part of the styling team for Beyonce? I said, let me think about it. That's okay. I'll take it.
You have to think about it.
I had to break the ice because I was so, you know, nervous. I was like, that was totally unexpected. So I had to break the ice that way. And I accepted the styling assistant position with them. And here, you know, and the rest is history,
like they say, right?
Pretty much.
And it's a few things in there I want to ask about. So to begin with, you called three times and so many people would have gave up after that first time and they would have felt defeated. Like, what was it in your mind or in your heart or in your gut that just said, try again?
I was determined. Mm-hmm. I was just so determined to make this happen because I felt like it was for me. Because what are the chances of me going through WWD magazine and I was searching for an internship? And here I see House of Darion just started the company. So I was like, I just felt like it was for me.
Mm-hmm.
So
I was felt aligned, yeah.
Yeah, I just felt like everything was flowing and I was determined to get in there and I wasn't going to stop.
And what do you think you were doing as an intern that really caught that creative director's attention where they're like, oh no, this girl's special. We need her to help on something even bigger.
Because I never complained about doing anything they asked me to do. I was on time. And also I worked full time and I left my full time to come work as an intern. And I worked so many long hours every day. I just never complained. I did what I had to do. I minded my business and I just stayed in my lane.
And I never
had a negative attitude about anything. I never once complained. I did what they asked me to do. And I always would go beyond of what they would ask me to do.
Mm-hmm. And that
I kept it authentic. And I just kept, you know, I was just being my genuine self.
That attitude, though, is something that really pushed you forward, really, that yes. can-do attitude. So that's right. Dope. I love it. And
thank you.
You're welcome. You had an IG post sharing how working with Beyonce inspired you to begin your luxury eyewear collection. So can you tell us a bit about how she inspired you and how that all came about?
Okay. So with me styling Beyonce as her longtime stylist, one day I pulled some cool sunglasses for her. She tried them on and she loved them. And then her beautiful daughter, Blue Ivy, she tried the glasses on as well. So I was like, in my head, my job is to make sure she's happy. And for her to have a matching eyewear for her and her Blue, I thought that would be cute because Blue was just dancing around in the sunglasses. So I was like, and B was just smiling. So I was like, oh, okay, let me figure this out. So I called the designer and I was like, can you please make me a pair of this same style, but for Blue in a smaller spec? They told me it was going to take 3 months, 4 months to make one pair of sunglasses that's smaller, same design. I was like, oh my God, this is different because we're so used to our turnaround time for her is real quick, a day yeah. or two. No longer than a week. You understand? Mm-hmm. So I was like, 3 to 4 months?
Did you hear me say Beyonce and Blue? Like, did you miss something? Right. There?
I was like, maybe let me ask you one more time. So I was like, okay, let me figure this out because I don't like to let her down. And I felt like I let her down because she was so excited, you know, about the glasses and Blue being happy. So I was like, man, I said, let me figure this out myself. So I was like, okay, let me go to the drawing board. So I just started sketching and, you know, coming up with ideas. And I said, you know what? I can do this myself. So I did my research on, you know, eyewear for kids and I tried to see what was out there. And I seen it wasn't enough matching styles for Mommy and Me and Daddy and Me concepts. So that's how I ended up doing Kid Rock. Mm-hmm. Because I felt it was a niche out there that was missing and I felt like I could do it. Mm-hmm. I just got that go-getter attitude.
I love it. Seriously.
I love a challenge. I love a challenge. And if I feel like I could do it, I'm going to try and I'm going to do my best at it. So mm-hmm. that's how I came up with Kid Rock. And that's how Beyonce inspired me because I felt it was a niche and I said, I can do it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure even seeing her as an entrepreneur as well, just like a go-getter doing the thing. She's yeah. like, I could do this, like just having that inspiration around. And not only did you not see the matching like line, not many matching kid and mom and kid and right. dad eyeglasses. Yours are just way cuter, if we're being honest
thank
as well,
you.
Right?
Thank you so much. It's like, thank you for your support.
You could go in and you see the Ray-Bans and stuff and you're like, nah, okay. You know, but then you look at yours, you're like, they're cute.
Thank you. Because, you know, the kids today are so different now. You uh-huh. know, they want to look like mommy and daddy and auntie and uncle. They want to be cool, too. So I was like, you know, with me having a 5-year-old, my son Caleb, he's into fashion, too. So when I get dressed, I put on my sunglasses. When he get dressed, he look for his sunglasses. I don't have anything for him to, you know, that's as cool as mine. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with that inspired, you know, my son and Beyonce, that's how I came up with Kid Rock.
Oh, I love it. Exactly. And I remember I also read that like your dad called you Rock as well, right?
That's your
nickname. And so it just came together and it just feels so solid like a rock. So I absolutely love it.
Oh, that was perfect.
Solid as a rock.
Yeah, it just flowing. Mm-hmm. It just feels so right.
So take us behind the scenes then, because it's one thing, you know, to see the parent and kid line, you know, thinking about it, but to see it come to life is a completely different thing. So what was right. the behind the scenes process like, you know, to begin such a wicked adventure? Mm-hmm. Wicked's what we say in Bermuda, which means, right? So I'm in Canada, but I'm Bermudian. So okay. like such a wicked adventure where you're like, okay, I'm creating this. Like what did that look like? Who do you have to contact? Not the names, obviously. You don't have to give us the behind the right. scenes like that. But how did that all come to life?
It was kind of, I'm very authentic. I was very nervous at the beginning because, you know, mm-hmm. I'm into fashion. I wear a whole different ball game. So I was a little nervous because I was like, where do I start? But I'm so thankful to have friends that's already in the eyewear game, who's mm-hmm. been in it for years. And I could call them and ask them 1,001 questions, no matter what time of the day or night, they would guide me along the way. Mm-hmm. And it's a learning process. a lot of research. It was very, it was very stressful. But my friends are very supportive and said, you know, I could do this. So behind the scenes of this is a lot of not sleeping, trying to make sure you get the right information, because it can be tricky when you don't know. You know, people only gonna give you so much information. It's like you got to fill out the rest of it yourself. So I'm getting through it. I am, but behind the scenes, I'm sweating and I'm not sleeping a lot.
It's so crazy because I have a friend who just designed like her own sunglasses a couple months ago. Last year, I think she came up with her first line, and she's a designer. She does like clothing and stuff mostly, but she has these lines. And it's funny, just this morning, she sent me a WhatsApp. She's like, I don't even know what sleep is. And it's funny now that you said it. So clearly it's something with it.
Yeah. And what is sleep? I mean, because I'm constantly just trying to figure it out. Every day I'm trying to figure it out, but it comes to you.
Yeah. It's great that you have friends as well behind the scenes that can give you that insider piece, as well as the research. Because a lot of people get into it and they want to create these businesses, but they also don't want to do the legwork. They don't want to do the research it takes to find out who's the best manufacturer or how you get something to you, and you know, what materials and what should it look like? Do you create them and draw them yourself? Like all the pieces, they don't really want to do it.
But you have to do it if you want it to be successful, and if you want it done the way that you want it to your expectation, you got to put in that legwork. Ain't no questions about it. And I'm very hands-on with mine. I'm very thankful for that. I want to know everything.
All the things. Show me the screw you're putting in.
Why are you putting that screw in? What's wrong with the other screw? I ask a lot of questions because I want to know my product. I want to know if someone asks me something, I want to have the right answer. I don't want to have to scramble for it. You know, I just want to, know myself.
And it's also going to make sure that yours is the, you know, the best product that can come out, because you've had your hands on it from the very beginning.
And it's my business, and I should know my business.
It's like your baby.
Yeah, it's my baby. So I'm birthing it. So I'm going to keep going with
it. So when did you start? Like, what year did you, like, when you started, from the time where Blue needed those sunglasses to now? Like, how long has it been?
2017.
Okay, so it's pretty brand new. That's exciting.
Yeah, yeah. And it's going pretty fast. So I'm excited about everything. I am. But yeah, I started in 2017.
That's awesome. And have you had any challenges when it came to the designing or sourcing or manufacturing or anything else to bring your vision to fruition?
My challenge, I would say, is trying to talk to manufacturers that are overseas. Because when I'm up, they're asleep. And when they're asleep, I'm up. You know what I'm trying to say. So trying to just communicate on a regular and keep everything on schedule, that I think that's my most challenging part of the whole eyewear designing process. But with the manufacturers, I was just so lucky. Like I said, I have friends that's in the industry, and they gave me so many names. And it just so happened in New York, we had the Vision Expo that's at the Javits Center. Half of the manufacturers came to New York. So I got to meet all of them.
Listen, everything's in alignment for you.
So I got to meet them. So I just had to select, once I had my interview with them, who I wanted to work with. And you know, I swear, everything that's flowing for me, and I'm very thankful for it all. But yeah, when I met with them, I found the manufacturer who I really wanted to deal with. And we've been doing good ever since. And they're very helpful, friendly. They give me what I want. They explain everything to me. I ask a lot of questions, and they're there.
As you should, right? Yeah, right. I love it. I'm creating a product now. I'm doing menstrual cups. I'm not putting this in the interview, so this is just a random piece. But yeah, I get talking to manufacturers in different places and then different times.
Make sure the language barrier is good.
That's Well, that was the thing. It was so frustrating that I ended up moving manufacturing to the U.S. So now everything's being done here.
Good. Congrats.
Thank you.
Okay, so what you actually heard was a little small bit of some side talk we were having that I've been cutting out of the podcast. And we started to get into manufacturers and things like that, that obviously we can't share her manufacturers or where it's from or anything like that on the podcast. Some stuff's just private, right? But I did mention, you heard me say this part isn't for the podcast. I mentioned me creating a product and that I hadn't shared it yet, but I have since the recording. It has been shared, and that's that I'm coming out with a menstrual cup called Best Period with a T. So you can find that on Instagram. If you're curious to follow along on the journey and watch your product-based business grow from scratch, you can follow me at best.period. period with a T, P-E-R-I-O-D-T. Let's get back into this interview.
So what advice would you give to someone who's looking to start a product-based business?
I would say, do your research. Mm-hmm. That's important. Mm-hmm. Believe in yourself, believe in your product, know what you want, and don't sell it for less. Be persistent in what you believe in, and don't let no one try to downgrade you or change your mind mm-hmm. in what you want. If you have friends that's in the business that you're in, or even just have business knowledge more than you, talk to them. Mm-hmm. You know, talk to as many good resources that you have that are honest and loyal, that want to see you win. Keep your circle small, but ask questions. Just know what you want to go for.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So many things you said just now. So I love that you said, don't let them downgrade you, right? Like sometimes we have these big visions and these big goals, and sometimes it may be too big for other people's views, but it's not their vision. So we can't expect them to understand, but we don't have to settle as a result. So I love that. And also not being afraid to ask those questions from people who are in your circle, you know?
That's right. Ask questions.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I absolutely love it. So where do you see Raquel and Kit Rock in the next year or 5 years in, you know, the business?
I see Kit Rock being global. Mm-hmm. We're going to be global. It's not just going to be in the U.S. I want it to be worldwide mm-hmm. for everybody, because it's sunglasses. They're fun. They're fashionable. And they're inspirational, too. So mm-hmm. I want to inspire as many people as I can, but in a cool way. Because when you put on Kit Rock, I want you to know you can do something, whatever your goals are in life. Because inside of my sunglasses, I have an inspirational quote, always believe in yourself.
I love it.
So no matter if you're a kid or adults, we have to be inspired too. So I just want to be known to be cool, fashionable, with a cool product, and inspirational worldwide. And we're going to hopefully have our own freestanding stores of Kit Rock.
You will. I see it. You will. You haven't let anything stop you up until this point. So you definitely aren't going to have any problems going forward. Awesome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's one question I always love to ask at the end of every single interview. And that is, what does freedom mean to you?
Freedom means to me being in control, having the power to make decisions without answering to anyone, doing what you want to do, doing what you love, and having no regrets about it, as long as it's benefiting you, helping you to grow in whatever you're trying to do in life. Mm-hmm. That's what freedom means to me.
Yes, no regrets, that part.
No regrets.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you so much for hopping on the podcast, Raquel. Absolutely love chatting with you.
Thank you for having me, Freedom Slate Podcast. Thank you so much.
So there you go. You heard from Raquel Smith, founder of Kid Rock. And if you're listening to this interview and you're like, I want to get matching sunglasses for me and my kid, listen, go to kidrock.com. So that's K-I-D, as in child, right, kid? K-I-D-R-A-Q.com, Kid Rock. And I'll put the link for her website in the show notes. And you can also find her over on Instagram at Official Kid Rock. So O-F-F-I-C-I-A-L-K-I-D-R-A-Q. And again, I'll put that link below in the show notes as well. And she also has a personal page if you'd like to follow her there. Raquel's personal page is R-A-Q-10-10. So if you want to follow her there, you can as well. Again, all of this is going to be in the show notes, and you can check out her cool sunglasses. I hope you learned a ton. And if you learned anything from this podcast, or you enjoy listening to this podcast, take a screenshot and take us over on Instagram, or shoot me a message and let me know you enjoyed it. Or better yet, leave a review for the podcast. That's always appreciated. Chat next time.
Okay. I see you, Freedom Slayer. You stayed through to the end, which tells me that you likely enjoyed this episode. Listen, if you haven't already, do your sister a favor by heading on over to the iTunes store to leave a review for the podcast. It'll help others like you find a benefit from it. And look, it also helps with the rankings. #TransparentAF. I appreciate you.